champion.
Man, what a champion.
I hate rabbits.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking bookstore, there lurks the secret workshop of a strange Albanian genius, Eyvall Ekdahl.
Zelda the Great, even greater than Houdini. Without the marvelous escape devices which I, Eyvall Ekdahl, make for you each year, you would be nothing.
Stop taunting me, Eyvall. I hate robbing banks. All I ever wanted to be was a poor but honest magician.
We have an obscure peasant saying in my country. Dead men tell no tales. I signed a contract with the syndicate.
Kidnapping, murder, where will it end? You know I abhor violence.
What's the shooting schedule?
Gentlemen, dear friends, remember, contract calls for bumping Batman. It's in writing.
Okay, if it's in writing.
Can Batman escape? One hint, the worst is yet to come.
Robin, this is one time I'll have to go it alone.
Can I help being a woman? Some other lifetime, Batman.
Perhaps. Some other lifetime.
Be sure you get used to pressing the stop key before pressing any other key.
This is a single off the album on Psy Records, Blitzkrieg Bop.
One, two, three, four!
Let's go! Hey! Ho! Let's go! Hey! Ho!
your baby, be buffalo. I don't mean me, be buffalo. She's your baby, your baby, your baby. She's the gal of a blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teens. She's the woman that you need. She's the woman that I love. She's so, so buffalo.
Let us see. this little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
This is Miriam Halstead talking. I like bunny rabbits. I like Satan. I like cheese and milk. Cheese and milk. Cheese and milk. Bunny rabbits.
Satan. Cheese and milk.
Bunny rabbits.
Satan.
Chicken Tongues Radio Show. How are you doing, cheekies? Let's see. I got to check my... Oh, a little hot. A little hot. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, you know this show. Sheena's Jungle Room. WFMU. WFMU.org/Sheena's. So, what? Oh, man. Last week, I was having technical difficulties, which I thought I had figured out until 15 minutes before the show, when I realized they weren't figured out. So I raced up to the last minute and past the minute. You heard all that reverb. That was crazy. But yeah, just in the nick of time, just like the movies, right at the last moment, I saved the day. Crazy. Ah, so much pressure, you know? Because you see that time coming and it's like, oh man, I'm ready. I just have to figure out what this problem is. But we got it. And we heard a distorted version of Happy Days Are Here Again by Danielson. Andrew Katz with Paradise City. and Stark Effect with Bunny Rabbits, Satan, Cheese, and Milk. Oh, yeah. All right. H says that it sounds like a good recipe. Hi, H. It's good to see you out there. Good to see all you guys out there. Well, let's keep the show going. Let me know if the sound is not fine-tuned yet. That may be an issue. But with your help there in the chats, we'll get it figured out. And it will be another cheeky night here in Akron, Ohio. Out to you all around the world. Again, hi, Age. Let's hear some bad news. What do you say?
The Misfits are cult rock and roll, worshipped by a few but ignored on the whole. Meet the Feebles is a film cult classic. It's basically unknown, but some say it's fantastic. Most women that I meet seem totally unfazed, till sometimes there's somebody who seems totally amazed. I might not be in magazines as a heartthrob face, but in a few devoted hearts I've found a strong fan base. I'm a cult boyfriend, not a mainstream show. I'm lonely or I'm worshipped by a lady in the know. And you're a cult boyfriend, life is always intense. They love me or they hate me, no one's on the fence. Cerebus is a cult comic book series. It's got fans, but it's never found in movies or in theories. WFMU is a cult radio station, always tuned to by a few devoted fans around the nation. For every time I couldn't get a second date or even first, why does one think I'm the best when all the rest think I'm the worst? All of those times, no one at all wanted to know. If I'm really all that awesome, wouldn't more people think so? I guess cult boyfriend is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain bin. No one knows its worth till a collector comes in. I can honor maybe J.G. Ballard or Flannery O'Connor. Haggis and Fugu, that's like food for cult eaters. Jim Jones, Charles Manson, Father Yod, they're cult leaders. Anyway, the point being, do I have to be magical? Can't we date a few months, then move on, normal and casual? Suicidally alone and then totally smothered. It's so much pressure when you go from one extreme to the other. I guess cult boyfriend is the term for me. It's always been quality, not quantity. A cult boyfriend's like a record in a bargain. It's guaranteed, though, two or three people are really gonna like it. Well, your CD collection looks shiny and costly. How much did you pay for your bad Moto Guzzi? And how much did you spend on your black leather jacket? Is it you or your parents in this income tax bracket? Now tickets to concerts and drinking at clubs, sometimes for music that you haven't even heard of. And how much did you pay for your rock and roll t-shirt that proves you were there, that you heard of them first? Now, how do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? The chunk of his guitar, the one he ruthlessly smashed at the end of the show. And how much will he pay for a brand new guitar, one which he'll ruthlessly smash at the end of another show? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long as their soda cans are red, white, and blue ones? And how long will the workers keep building him new ones, as long
as the soda cans are red, white?
Hospital bills and tattoo removal and dozens of pills. Your liver pays dearly now for youthful magic moments, but rock on completely with some brand new components now. How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? How do you afford your rock and roll lifestyle? All right. We'll be right back. doesn't hurt them. Your chaos won't convert them. They're so happy to rebuild it.
White people can't even go outside into the sunlight without contracting a disease. Like the skin cancer. Got their SP5 3000. You can't even go out into the sunlight. How good is that? Well, they stay in their computer shorts. All tan everything. All brown man, sound man. Sit down man, sit down man. All brown skin, young melanin. Melly mel, melding, malleable, my metal shit. All tan land, man tan more land. Demand more land, more ends, more land. Tan Jumbo Lucci and Coochie. Dipping in Coochie, tan Chris Farley and Gucci. Smoking on doobies, tan Three Stooges. Your style amateur. All tan botanical fanatic, savage. With the Tandy Newton type tan chick, your man sick. I'm known to eat a sandwich. Last tan nobleman of the last apocalypse. On the Acropolis, a metropolis, poppin' shit. Out my esophagus, no, my voice box. That's racist. We kinda like rap noise pop. Mad rhymes, finna blow up like landmines. All tan everything. Shout out to tan lines. All tan khaki king, last white Moogle. All you see is rupees when you Google. Rubies in his doodoo, emeralds in his turban. Nervous, swerving in the suburban in Durban. All tan man, sent tangent to Tanzania. With a Mia Farrow looking sparrow that help me re up.
All tan everything, Charles Chan, everything, San Fran, New Millennium, Minstrel on instrumentals, eating lentils with Yentl and Gentiles, textile, tactile, black child, white child, white owls, black and mild, crack wild, stat for Miles, Gina Davis, Beetlejuice, 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 oops, Zoinks, Nito Zooks, Danny DeVito and Roots, Burton, Kama, LeVar, come as you are, Afro, Italo, Juice and Cigar, follow me now, two can't say 100%, you man, clan, y'all kick it like the new Van Damme, damn man, I see your crew ran, ran, Kool-Aid, D-Hice, Juice Man, Cool Tan Man, Hype, oh damn, it's true fam, running with more zebras than the zoo man, like the blue man group, except brown man and not blue man. Yeah, figs on the table, call me Mabel Dodge Luhan. Two man in Peggy Nunez booty with Bruce Banner. While Ann Coulter rocks her shit out with two hands. Who damn? Insane brown posse, soul dudes. Apollo Ono's bro homo, soul patches, so cool. Yo fool, break yourself for your pro tools. Plus your Fruity Loops. Noob dance, do the booty droop. On to the next one. Now do the booty scoop. Do the booty up. Do the booty, you the alley oop. Scooby dooby doo, I'm a valley, so my fanny's cute. I'm my own identical cousin, just call me Patty Duke. I'm stunning like my daddy do. Thug life right above my natty eyes, tatty too.
All
tan,
all tan, everything. All tan, all tan, everything. All tan, all tan, everything. All tan, everything. All tan, 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 all tan, everything. All tan fan, all fan, everything, fan cards.
Yeah, that's right. Grab your cowboy hats and your Stetson boots and do your hoops de hoops. It goes one up, two down, everybody gather round. Fist fight, late night, money's tight. Who's got a light? Wanna stay, meant to break. Dilly dally on the way, on your knees, say please. Where the hell's my car keys? Big scam, fake tan, wham bam, vacuum man, MasterCard and Visa. Rolling up the Reaper, no win, no fee. Roll up and you'll see. Grab the mic, tube strike, hands up when you crack pipe.
So keep on running on your treadmills. Choking on your vitamin pills.
Cause they ain't working, honey. Old cash and checks, big pecs, no sex. Shit, I'm next. Can't state, date, rape, walk straight, work late. Triple dare, cut your hair, damn. I don't wanna share. Play the blues, dull cues. Win or lose, you gotta choose. Push your pram, slow jams, beer cans. Look, no hands. Repeats, no treats. Keep your kids off the streets. Lean cuisine, dirty dreams.
Pull out another bullseye and keep chewing on your humble pie.
Cause I ain't even hungry.
Treadmills and choking on your vitamin pills.
Cause they ain't even working, darling. Yeah, break it down one time.
And bought myself a ticket for the land of the tall palm tree. Aloha, old Milwaukee, Illawakiki. I just stepped down from the airplane when I heard her say, "Wacka wacka nooka looka, wacka wacka nooka looka, would you like a lay?" Hey,
let's talk dirty in Hawaii, whisper in my ear. Yikapuka, maka, wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaii. Say the words I long to hear.
It's a ukulele Honolulu sunset. Listen to the grass skirt sway. Drinking rum from the pineapple out on Honolulu Bay. Steel guitars are playing while she's talking with her hands. Gimme, gimme, okey doke, make a wish you wanna poke her. Words I understand.
Hey, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, a whisper in my ear. Yikapuka, maka, wawahini are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki. What the heck a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaii. Say the words I long to hear.
Well, I bought a lot of junker with my moolah, and I sent it to the folks back home. I never had a chance to dance a hula. Well, I guess I should have known. When you start talking to the sweet wahini, walking in the pale moonlight, Okanoka, what I said, a knocker-rocker, sis-bombockers, hope I said it right.
Oh, let's talk dirty in Hawaii, whisper in my ear, kick-a-poop-a-maka-wa-wahini, are the words I long to hear. Lay your coconut on my tiki, what the heck a mooka mooka dear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaii, say the words I long to hear. Let's talk dirty in Hawaii, say the words I long to hear.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, I let it run a little long there, because I had to enter it into the Accutron, our playlist Accutron. I want to do things properly. We are professionals. Welcome back. How do you do, fellow kids? We just heard Bohemian Rhapsody by Bad News. I don't know, man. I know it's not the popular opinion, but I really like, compared to, I'm drawing the blank. What is the other parody band? Oh my goodness, help me. Well, we'll get back to that one when I think of their name. They are the best parody band out there. That's what I'll say. Jeffrey Lewis giving WFMU a shout out in Cult Boyfriend and Cake with Rock and Roll Life. Spinal Tap, there we go. Thank you, Austin Rich, saving the day. Let's give Austin a hand. Thank you. Yeah, compared to Spinal Tap, Bad News really, I don't know. They just have that, just the right comedy. So in the discussion boards, we're also talking about Cake. We heard Rock and Roll Lifestyle. I remember that coming out in the mid-early 90s. That was kind of their radio introduction. Is that background music too loud? Anyway, hearing that album come out and just that rebel point of view, I was getting some Austin Rich was giving me a little bit of trivia. Spinal Tap and Bad News were both in production at the same time. They came out pretty close to each other. Bad News has multiple good sequels. Yes, they do. And I'm not sure the same can be said for Spinal Tap. I know. What was that star-studded Hollywood polished film? Anyway, no. There were some good points. There are some good moments. Oh, Red Door, What For in Ypsilanti. Hey, Cheekers, we've been vibing from the road. You know, I had to turn up all tan, everything. I'm glad you like it. Such a good song. Anyway, they put out a lot of other good songs. Very clever, you know, Satan Is My Motor, Hem of Your Garment. The starting line. So many good songs. Anyway, so yeah, we just got that shout out for Das Racist. All Tan Everything featuring Jay-Z. Milk Can with Bling Bling Baby. And we ended the set with... just wanted to turn it down a little bit after all that. With John Prine and Let's Talk Dirty in Hawaiian. Hey, while we're listening to this next set of great tunes I've got lined up for you, hit me up in the chat board with what I can do to tweak the sound so that it everything sounds a little better. I'm not sure about the levels because I broke into tonight's show just still pulling up my socks, my audio socks. So, yeah, let me know anything I can do. All right, let's keep it going. This guy's been in the news a little bit here lately. What is that all about? I forget. Mrs. Barna was telling me a bit about it, but Afro Man. And, well, let's just listen.
Roll another. Yeah.
La la da 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 da. La da da. La 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 da. La 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 da. La 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 da. Yeah. I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. La da, my room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna go to class before I got high.
Come on, y'all.
Check it out.
I could have cheated and I could have passed, but I got high.
La da.
I'm taking it next semester, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey. Because I got high, because I got high.
Go to the next, go to the next, go to the next.
I was gonna go to court before I got high. Ooh, I was gonna pay my child support, but then I got high.
No, you wasn't.
They took my whole paycheck, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, because I got high, because I got high, because I got high. La da da. I wasn't gonna run from the cops, but I was high.
I'm serious, man.
I was gonna pull right over and stop, but I was high. La da da. Now I'm a paraplegic, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey. Cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La da 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 da. I was gonna make love to you, but then I got high.
Help me sing. I'm serious.
I was gonna eat your too, but then I got high. Now I'm and I know why. Yeah, hey, no, because I got high.
Hey,
because I got high.
Hey, do that over,
because
man.
Because I got high.
Come on, man. Don't, come on, come on.
Go,
man.
Go. I messed up my entire life because I got high.
Go.
I lost my kids and wife. Because I got high.
Say what, say what, say what, say what.
Now I'm sleeping on the sidewalk, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Because I got high. Because I got high. La 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 da da da. I'ma stop singing this song because I'm high.
Present tense,
baby. I'm singing this whole thing wrong because I'm high.
Bring it back, bring it back.
And if I don't sell one copy, I'll know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I'm high. Cause I'm high. Cause I'm high.
Are you really high, though, man?
La da da la da 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 da
la da da da. He really is high, man.
Shoop, shoop, shooby doo wah.
Get jiggy with it. Skippity beeba. Oh, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
I am on. Do not look, but that guy has a crack pipe, and it's out right now. He's beckoning toward us. Don't drop the subway map, bitch. If you drop the subway map, we're never gonna get out of Queens.
BK Prospect Express.
expressway. Fuck that museum shit unless it's first Saturday. Bitches be in Bushwick, they all live in Bushwick. They all love Bushwick, but I say fuck that shit. Pull up by the burger, it's the pussy market. Feeling on these vegans despite the smell of armpits. The skinny ones are honest, it's obvious they starving. Your shit art don't pay bills, it eats ramen. You're New York City, bitch, that's where I come from. Not where I moved to, I'm mom and dad's trust fund. You're New York City, bitch, that's how I'm rolling. You out of state, face, get your iPad stolen. You're a red hook aside from IKEA. Can I take a train there? No idea. Traffic on Atlantic, bitches stay alien. You peep that mess, Jay-Z, call a stadium. Uptown process, 20 starting to beg. Let's get a break from your wet escape set. East Village popping, college kids copping. Drank too much, now the IV's dropping. Westwood pizza, stopping from the jokes. Chilling with the lessees outside of the cubby hole. America's driving in a bike lane. Sloppy ass bitches coming out of the Patrick. Bitch, where your pants at? It's 25 degrees out. You eating nachos on a block with your pussy out. Queensbridge Projects, Long Island City. Forest motherfucking hills, bitch, get shitty. You're New York City, bitch, that's where I come from. Not where I moved to, my mom and dad's trust fund. New York City, bitch, that's how I'm rolling. You out of state. Get your iPad stolen. You know I'm not for flushing. I wonder why you think that. City feel bitch, where the overpriced drinks that was popping in the Bronx. Rather have a new bridge. All the tranny hookers on a point getting in. Blunts in the whip. Now we got the munchies. I wonder if the corner store still sell Lucy's. New York City, bitch, that's where I come from. Not where I moved to. My mom and dad trust fund. New York City.
Bitch,
that's how I'm rolling. You out of state, fake, get your iPad stolen.
Oh my god, oh my god. Wait, there's... Okay, okay. To your right, there's this Asian girl. She has two live chickens in cages. She just punched a man for a subway seat. And she is coming toward...
This is Awkwafina, bitch. I just stole your iPad and now I'ma sell it to buy more live chickens.
Down the foothills, yeah. Willie's on the front wheel.
Real truck?
Not for play home, bro. I made those and those. I saved those and these. I take those and wear them like I made those. Even if I don't, cuz oh, I'll take those like that. Put them in my knapsack, snap the top latch. Four finger ring on my belt buckle strap. Got a hold of my jeans, cuz they falling off my ass. Then you gotta check these Nikes at the bottom of my pants. Then you gotta check my hip, cuz my beeper's on blast. Just got it activated. Ain't even gotta ask. No, if my phone's off, you can page my ass.
Right.
So I guess what it is, yeah. Is I'm who I'm is, right. And I'm well aware. Gold ropes what I wear, and they big and they hang and they swing here to there, and I'm here.
With a little bit of gold in a page.
It's a sickness where God is my witness. Been blessed.
blessed with this gift since the day before Christmas. I'm trying, I am nice with the science on how to stay king in this jungle just like lions. I gotta stay humble and move just like a bumblebee. Can't let you inbreds trouble me, no. So please, no steez biting, I'm just a teenager
with a little bit of gold in a pager.
Dr. Green Thumb, have you ever had the problem of running out of weed and just can't find some anywhere? Well, try my Dr. Green Thumb grow tips. I'll show you how to grow inside and out, from seed to clone, and the best homegrown. And if you're afraid of those pesky pork choppers in the sky, no worries, we'll fix them too. With one of our Dr. Green Thumb sizzling screens to block the nosy pig's vision. Don't believe me? Just ask one of my many satisfied clients here, Jed Sanders, how well it works.
Hello, my name is Jed, and I'm a farmer, and I've been growing marijuana for about 20 years. And with Dr. Green Thumb Sizzling Screen, I don't have to point my shotgun at them pesky porkers no more. Thanks, Dr. Green. You're the nation.
Yes, Dr. Green Thumb's got it all. I guarantee it. Try my book, and you'll have the chronic in no time.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
My name is Dr. Green Thumb.
Hello.
I'd like to tell you just where I'm from. In the hills where the trees go wild with wheat fields. The pigs with shields holding the blue steel. Greenhouse effect with the seed connect. DEA can't keep the green thumb in check. HPS, God bless the whole crop. Please God don't let me see no cop. Truckload ready to hit the highway. Don't let the eye in the sky fly my way. Or we're gonna have big trouble, that's no Can't be growing without no permit. But that I studied the 215 script. That way when they come they can suck.
So what's your green growing all around?
But thanks to Dr. Green Thumb, we grow in the backyard or inside with hydro to the kush plant, brushing the tangerine dream. Tasty, blowing the smoke screen. Cycles of trees are constantly grown. Somebody give me the rice and the cut clones. I'd like to stop, but it feels so good. 20 plants sticking up my whole neighborhood. DEA never wanna leave green alone, but never, ever, ever got a warrant for my home. What that funny sound knocking at the door? Sorry, Green Thumb can't talk no more. Please don't follow me into the sun. Hello, my name is Dr. Green Thumb. If I can't drive, then call me a cab. In my closet, the trees are dried out. Like Gig said, ain't no place to hide out. I don't wanna buy no weed from no cop. Get locked up and they close up my shop. That's why I buy no weed from no one. That's why they call me Dr. Green Thumb. The scientific, mystical one. Growing my crop with the rays of the sun. Come on, come on, let's see how it's done. If you see the pigs, there's no need to run. Cause some of these pigs are down with Green Thumb. But you never know what greets the outcome. You see the photo in the album. The weed is growing like my ear. Look.
Ooh.
trapped inside an old Manischewitz bottle that Mom picked out of the dumpster behind the 7-Eleven. Mom brought the bottle inside and set it down on top of the TV. Then she told all of us kids to gather around. And then she explained how Jesus lived in the bottle and how if she wanted to, she could call him out to do her bidding. Sis said it reminded her of an old TV show, and Mom slapped her and called her a heretic. I didn't say anything, because I just still remember that time outside the Safeway when I took four security guards to hold Mom down.
Jesus loves me as I never born.
Started coming to our house to see the bottle. At first I thought that this would make me more popular at school, but instead it seemed to have the opposite result. Kids would stop in the halls and point at me and say, there's the boy whose mother keeps our savior cooped up in that tiny little bottle. And then everybody started calling me Bottle Boy, and that really hurt. It was also around this time that Mom began to attract some pretty weird followers, like that guy who never used deodorant and spoke only in riddles, and that woman who collected 19th century handmade Amish swimwear.
Jesus loves me as I never born.
Things went from bad to worse, and I realized that if it wasn't a big change pretty soon, I'd never be able to get a date for the prom. I couldn't go the year before because Mom belonged to a church that considered dancing a one-way ticket to hell, but that's a whole other story. Anyway, by this point, Mom had appeared on The Richard Bay Show, AM Philadelphia, and Geraldo, so there was no use in me changing schools since everybody knew who my mom was. Also, we had to spend all the money from Mom's personal appearances to hire a bodyguard, since by this point, we were getting about 400 death threats a day.
Jesus loves me, yes, I know.
Then, one night, I just couldn't stand it anymore. While everyone else was sleeping, I crept downstairs. Slowly, I went up to the bottle and began to unfasten the lid. At first, nothing happened, but then the room filled with a thick, white smoke. I was glad my sister had taken the batteries out of the smoke detector to put into her Walkman. When the smoke cleared, I found myself face to face with the Son of God, who was much shorter than I had expected. He told me that since I freed him, he'd grant me one wish, and that's how I got to go to the prom with Gina Davis. But you've probably already read about that in People.
Jesus loves me, as I know. On the Bible tells me so. When I'm weak, he makes me strong. That is why I sing this song. If I die before I wake, pray to be my soul. Okay, Jesus loves me, as I know. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did. For she had a special bottle in which our Savior lived. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did. For she could unleash his vengeance by unfastening the lid. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did. For she had a special bottle in which our Savior lived. Mommy, she loved Jesus, but not like others did. For she could unleash his vengeance by unfastening the lid.
You're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I'll drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the umpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to funk thee. And all the rappers in the top 10, please allow me to bump thee. I'm stepping tall, y'all, and just like Humpty Dumpty, you're gonna fall when the stereos pump me. I like to rhyme, I like my beats funky, I'm spunky. I like my oatmeal lumpy, I'm sick with this. Straight gangster Mac, but sometimes I get ridiculous. I'll eat up all your crackers and your licorice. Oh, yo, fat girl, come here, are you ticklish? Yeah, I called you fat, look at me, I'm skinny. It never stopped me from getting busy, I'm a freak. I like the girls with the boom. I once got busy in a Burger King bathroom, I'm crazy. Allow me to amaze thee. They say I'm ugly, but it just don't faze me. I'm still getting in the girls' pants, and I even got my own dance.
The Humpty Dance is your chance to do it all.
Come on.
Do the Humpty Hump.
Come on,
do it.
do the Humpty Hop. Check me out, y'all. I do the Humpty Hop. Just watch me do the Humpty Hop. Yeah. Do you know what I'm doing? Doing the Humpty Hop. Come on. I do the Humpty Hop. I do the Humpty Hop.
People say you're Humpty, you're really funny looking. That's alright, cause I get things cooking. You stare, you glare, you constantly try to compare me, but you can't get near me. I'm giving more C, and on the floor B, all the girls, they adore me. Oh yes, ladies, I'm really being sincere, cause in the 69, my Humpty nose will tickle your rear. My nose is big, I'm not ashamed, big like a pickle. I'm still getting paid, I get laid by the ladies. You know I'm in charge, both how I'm living and my nose is large. I get stupid, I shoot an arrow like Cupid. I'll use a word that don't mean nothing, like Luke did. I sang on Do What You Like, and if you missed it, I'm the one who said just grab them in the biscuits. Also told you that I like to bite. Well yeah, I guess it's obvious I also like to write. All you had to do was give Humpty a chance, and now I'm gonna do my dance.
The Humpty dance is your chance to do the hump.
Come on, yeah, sexy lady.
Do the Humpty hump.
Hey, I'm breaking in, cause I can do that. This is my show, gosh darn it. I got to keep you entertained, and I also have to keep things on time for Austin Rich and his show directly following Dime Store Radio Theater. So, speaking of Austin, he gave us a little bit of trivia, the bad news, that band that we played earlier. He's right. Those documentaries are technically an episode of the series Comic Strip Presents. I didn't know that. I'd always seen at the opening of those films, those mockumentaries, they're so well done, that Comic Strip Presents logo. So I never knew what that meant. But yes, it was the guys from... the Young Ones. So hilarious. Anyway, is that background music too much? Shock G. Yeah, I'm playing that. DJ Kratoven and I were just listening to this the other day. She didn't realize I had a vinyl copy of this album. I bought the cassette when it came out. I know. I really love these guys. They were unique. Before that, we heard the Dead Milkmen. Right? Yeah, it went out of order because I was trying to reorganize the order live, and I should know better than to do that. But Dead Milkmen with I Dream of Jesus. Here it is, 420. Yes, it is. So happy 420. We heard Cypress Hill with Dr. Green Thumb, the clean version. Cool Kids with Gold and a Pager. Awkwafina with NYC Bitches. And yes, one of my life accomplishments was having Awkwafina post a photo of her with my wife and I after one of her shows on her Instagram back before she was Disney. We started the set with Afro Man, and because I got high. Thank you so much for joining tonight's show. It is 9 o'clock, and that means Austin Rich is next.
Meanwhile, Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid Valley Mutations proudly present Dime Store Radio Theater.
Jeez it. It's the heat.
Dime Store Radio Theater and Sheena's Jungle Room present a mid-century pot party. Crime is rampant in the Mid-Valley, and the law are hard at work, arresting innocent bystanders and using radio propaganda to make things sound much worse than it really is. On this, a numerologically interesting date for some communities out there, we offer a glimpse into the problem and delight of jazz cigarettes, proliferated through inaccurate and overly dramatic radio broadcasts. Through these four homegrown selections from our pot past, plus a bonus pinner during Dime Store Revelations, we offer you a brief inhale of the stuff the criminal underworld dealt with as the weighty hand of John Q. Law managed to snatch away nearly everything they could pass on the left-hand side. It's a hazy and cautionary installment of Dime Store Radio Theater as we try to clear away the smoke long enough to let these stories of crime and propaganda seriously harsh your mellow, dude. Our first installment this week, Stand By for Crime, with a story involving the dankest of nugs, the marijuana mystery.
Stand By for Crime.
Chuck Morgan speaking, KOP newscaster in Los Angeles. You know, in spite of all the kidding that goes on between my blonde secretary, Carol Curtis, and me, she's really quite a gal. I depend upon her more than I sometimes care to admit. She's an eager beaver when it comes to lining up feature stories for my broadcasts, which, when you have to dig up 2 features a day, is a big help. But every once in a while, Carol goes overboard in her attempts to ferret out these features. Like last week, she claimed she had a hot tip from a mysterious person whose name she didn't know and who told her that a big shipment of marijuana was scheduled to be smuggled across the border at Calexico. And if we wanted an 8-columned headline yarn, we'd better be on hand. Well, I wrote that one off to one of those crackpots that were forever phoning in and told Carol we'd cover the Iowa State picnic instead. 2 mornings later, I arrived at my office prepared to be greeted by Carol's cheerful grin, as usual, and instead found Pappy Mansfield, owner of KOP, sitting at her desk. Hello, Pappy. Where's Carol?
Hi, Chuck. What do you mean, where's Carol? Didn't she tell you?
Tell me.
What? Why, the day before yesterday, she asked for a couple of days off, and I told her she could have them.
Oh, she did. Mm. And you did.
Yeah.
How do you like that? She's got a nerve. Who does she think she's working for anyway? If she wants to be my secretary, then
she... Now, just take it easy, Chucky boy. It happens that you weren't around when Carol made that request. And since I only happen to own this coffee pot you're both working for, she probably figured that I was next in authority, so she asked me for the leave of absence.
Leave of absence? That sounds as though she's going to be gone for a year. Where'd she say she was going?
Your phone's ringing, Chucky boy.
I ask you where she said she was going.
She didn't say, and your phone's still ringing.
How about that? I hire a secretary, and she walks out on me just when I need her the most. I ask you, how about that?
Chuck, answer that phone.
You know what I think I'll do? I think I'll fire that wench. Hello? She's got to understand that I'm the boss as far as she's concerned.
Someone's talking to you, Chucky boy.
Huh? Oh. Hello, who is it? What do you want?
It's Carol, darling. Now, listen.
Now, look, Glamour Push, you're fired. Do you hear that? You're fired. Where are you anyway?
I'm in jail at Calexico.
A likely story. Now, what did you say?
I said I was in jail in Calexico. I was caught trying to smuggle marijuana across the border.
Oh, you dope. You empty-headed dope. Pappy, kick that chair over here, will you? I think I better sit down.
Sure. So she got caught, did she?
You're not being funny, Pappy.
I think I am.
Chuck, are you still there? Who are you talking to?
A man with no sense of humor. Now, look, Glamorpus,
Chuck, and I'm mad and uncomfortable and disgusted. And you've got to come down and identify me because they won't believe I'm who I am.
What do you mean you were framed?
Well, I went across the border, and when I came back, the customs officials opened my suitcase, and there was about a ton of marijuana inside. Oh, Chuck, the meals are horrible in this jail. Will you please hurry up?
Framed? Meals? Hurry up. Okay, Glamour Puss, I'll be there.
Anything wrong, Chuck?
No, not a thing, Pappy, not a thing. By the way, I'd like to have a 2-day leave of absence. How about it?
Why, sure, Chuck. Of course, you realize when you take a leave of absence, your pay stops.
Yeah, I know. Okay, Pappy, stop my pay. I'm leaving for Calexico.
Sheena's Jungle Room and Mid-Valley Mutations offer another tale from Stand By for Crime. And this week, brought to you by Little Egypt brand cigarettes. Stay away from those hep sticks from way back if you want to keep your job in this economy. Instead, you should be smoking government-sanctioned Little Egypt brand cigarettes. Don't risk getting caught green-handed when instead. You could be addicted to Little Egypt brand cigarettes instead. Now available in the pyramid-shaped box. Now we return you to another sensational story. Completely unbelievable and part of our propaganda package here from Stand By For Crime.